Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims, actually with all people that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Continuing the topic of the triunity of God, and it is important for us to realize that the purpose of God revealing Himself to us is that we will be able to worship Him in truth and in spirit, and to be able to fall in love with Him and obey Him and know that we are going to spend eternity with Him. And that should be good enough for all of us. Don't you agree? So God is not revealing Himself to us in a way that we can know everything about His nature. Of course not. We can't. God as provider is seen in the Father, our Heavenly Father, who cares for us. The essential nature of God as love, manifesting Himself in action, is seen in the Son, Jesus Christ, while on earth, His loving actions, my friend, healing the sick and caring for the people that are neglected by the society and forgiving the sinners. And we see God manifesting His love in action in Jesus' words, His suffering and death also. The ever-present nature of God is seen in the Holy Spirit. When you believe in Jesus, that He paid the penalty for your sins and repent of your sins, tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore, far from you any longer. God will come to live within you through the Holy Spirit. Wow! What else do you need? This is heaven on earth. But remember, yet these three are one. The threefold revelation of God to us. The important thing for you, my friend, is you can know God's love. You can experience God's love, actually, and God's power within you. And you can experience God's salvation, even right now. And I will tell you how in a couple of minutes. But the important thing to remember is, that's why it grieves my heart that Muslim theologians, based only on the Quran and ignoring biblical revelation, they teach that God's nature is merely simple and singular. This leaves the people with an empty and incomplete concept of God, incorrect concept of God. By rigidly insisting on simplicity in God's nature, they tragically and unknowingly deprive their followers of experiencing the salvation, love, and power of God personally. This is a tragedy. I feel for my Muslim friends. I love them. I grew up with Muslims. My wife was ex-Muslim. And when she discovered who God really is, she started talking about Jesus in the Islamic University, where she was a student, learning how to become a Muslim teacher, an Arabic teacher. Of course, they put her in prison, and they told her, you might stay in prison until you become Muslim again, or you might suffer more, or die. And she said, I can't help it. I can't deny what happened to me. I know now God is my Heavenly Father when I put my faith in Jesus. My friend, the God whom Muslim theologians describe according to their understanding of the Quran is a distant, unreachable, inaccessible God. The Holy Spirit, my friend, for example, is God working in us to give us power, to enable us to live victorious lives and face the challenges and the problems and sufferings of life that we all go through. And the Holy Spirit enables us to forgive our enemies and love our enemies and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. You can't live without the Holy Spirit living within you and filling your lives every day. Muslim teachers teach that the Allah of Islam has simple, strict unity that can be easily understood by the human mind. Yet, they confirm that Allah cannot be personally known. This is a tragedy. The amazing truth is that God wants you to know that triune God of the Bible reveals to us that He is a knowable God. He can be known and experienced right within the depth of your soul, of your heart, as you can fully discover when you hear our programs and understand the words of God in the gospel. And also, it is very important to mention to you that the triunity of God, which the gospel reveals to us, actually make more sense than just saying that God is simple oneness. He is just one, a strict unity that can be easily understood. Actually, the gospel reveals to us that God is love. God's eternal love must have an eternal object. Don't you agree? The question arises, before God created any living being, whom did He love? The answer is clear. We know from the gospel that Jesus Christ, our Lord, was the eternal object of God, the Father's love. We read in the gospel that Jesus prayed, for example, Father, you loved me before the foundation of the world. We know from the gospel that within the divine unity, within the divine being, there are three eternal persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is very important for you, my friend, to know that only the Christian doctrine of the triune God explains how the attribute of love exists in God's divine nature. The God of the gospel is not singular and totally alone. He is the all-sufficient God who is able to exist by Himself in love. God wasn't lonely before He created humans. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit existed in a state of complete fulfilling fellowship. It is important here to mention that God created us not because He was all alone or He needed to receive worship or anything from us. Of course not. The truth is, in spite of the fact that God, as described in the Bible, created you and me, and He desired that through our relationship with Him, that we will glorify Him, yes, and worship Him and serve Him. Yes, it is true. However, God created us also, and this is essentially included in God's eternal plans, because He is love, and He loves us, and He wants us to enjoy Him forever, to enjoy His presence. He wants you and me to enjoy what he has. Why? Because he loves us. He wants to live within us now and give us the best life now. And he wants to live with us forever in his kingdom. Share his kingdom with us. My friend, I am almost out of time. Let me lead you in a prayer. If you decided to repent, you can say this prayer after me. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I know that you love me and you have wonderful plan for my life. God, I put my faith in Jesus that he paid the penalty for my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The rest of my audience, pray that God will use us. Remember, we are one team, one family. God brought us together to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy his love and salvation. I am here to serve you. If I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. God, use us, God, for the salvation of millions of people. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Amen. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.